This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The fourth, the fight of the money hour of the Rob Brown Show goes now. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It is the Fan Upstate. Rob Brown, the great one Lonzo, and you. Be a part of the radio program. Lots of ways to do it. The final 60 minutes of the week that you can do so, go right now. Here's how it works. The renewal by Anderson of the Carolinas fan phone, 844-326-3663. That's 844-F-A-N-F-O-N-E. You call in, you get on the radio. You text us at 71307. 71307. Start your text with FAN, F-A-N, and we will read them on the show. You tweet us at the Rob Brown Show, at Lonzo on Word, at the Fan Upstate. You join the live stream by going to facebook.com/the Fan Upstate, searching and subscribing to the Fan Upstate on YouTube or the Rob Brown Show on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch. We stream all 4 hours of the show every day of the week. We have got Pat McNeil, DBA Spike Callahan, Wesley, William, George, James. Who else is in there? Luke with the Gatos, Lawn Tractor Life, Jason, all hanging out with us in the live stream right now. And you can join the crew. And Mad Crafter, all joining us on the stream right now. Join us at facebook.com/thefanupstate, the Fan Upstate on YouTube, or the Rob Brown Show on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitch. And of course, there is for you the Ray Memorial Hotline. You go to the Odyssey app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. You go to the Fan Upstate page, and there's a button that says leave a voice message. Click on that button. You directly record into your phone 30 to 60 seconds. It comes straight to my computer, like Ty and Gaffney did. And I forgot to switch my thing over, even though I said to myself, hey, don't forget to switch the thing over, you big, stupid idiot. Ty and Gaffney. Hey, First off, Ty.
Yeah, shout out. You're probably going to say the same thing. Way to keep it quiet. I mean, he cares for his family or wherever he is, and he's keeping it quiet.
First off, Ty, I hope you didn't wake your wife up, because I assume that's what you were doing there. The lady's still asleep.
Can you be that quiet?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Ability to and desire to are very different.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you're loud on purpose.
Yes.
All right.
When the lady friend lays her angelic head down to go to sleep at night, if I'm talking,
I'm
like
glad
playing the
she's
Xbox,
still your friend, by the way. That's
the lady awesome. Friend. Yeah. Always will be.
Okay.
If Rob Brown's in there playing some if he's in there playing a little Rocket League with the boys. No, not with himself. Stop laughing.
No, I was laughing because I saw the fingernail polish again, and I'd forgotten all about that. Yeah.
If Rob Brown's in there playing a little Rocket League, or it used to be Call of Duty, but that game sucks now, playing a little video game-age with the boys on the Xbox Live, because, that's how the fellas, that's how we get our QT, ladies. You got to let us play some games, all right? If we're in there playing video games, the absolute degenerate levels of bleep talk that we say to each other, things that would get us canceled in real life, they get whispered. Dude, push the back post. Where's the assist, man? I'm wide open in front of the net. Where's the assist? Like, I can do it. I just don't if I don't have to.
Do you really say that? Push the back post and all that?
That's... If I'm carrying the ball down the left-hand side and you see that the back defender has been pulled out of place to come stop my run on the left-hand side, you push the back post so I can send a header to the far side, pow, nail that thing into the back of the net, let's go home.
That doesn't sound like something you'd get canceled for.
Oh, that's not the things we say to each other.
Unless that was just, you know, it was a bad call.
It's not that they get you canceled. It's the, you dumb son of a, what in the, is wrong with you, you absolute.
What a teammate you must be.
Well, stop screwing up. I don't know what you want me to tell you. Play better.
You expect perfection.
Yeah. I'm like Troy Aikman on the sideline. You embarrassing pace up. Absolutely. All right, Ty, I'm glad you sent that message on the Ray Memorial Hotline, and I'm glad you did, because in my audio folder right now is the exact piece of audio you were talking about. Jordan K. put this up on his Twitter. I grabbed it for you. Here is Shane Beamer. So there's Shane Beamer saying, basically, I put the opportunity for these cats to sign their new contracts on their desk on Wednesday. Told them they had a couple of days to get there. They were all back on my desk by Friday, and the boys were ready to rock and roll for next year. And said again that at least one coach turned down a head coaching opportunity at one point in order to stay on board with the South Carolina Gamecocks. Cool. Ben, like that's great. That's what I'm going for. That's what I want to see. So Ty said, "Do we think at this point that Shane Beamer has done something that has allowed him to start to change not just the culture in the program, but to change the culture in the program effectively in a way that he's going to be able to stay in control and keep coaches around?" And the answer is, I don't know how to feel anything differently, right? Like, you just did something at South Carolina, or at least you're on the verge of doing something at South Carolina that is, or I mean, has been done, but like, this is what, the third time that school will have put together a 10-win season? Like, yeah, I'd say you very clearly have Shane Beamer doing something special there, Ty. I would, and I think you can stand on that. The fact that you have, if what Shane Beamer is saying is the truth, and again, I don't think that Shane is a dude that has given me a reason to doubt the things that he said. I effectively believe in you until you give me a reason not to believe you. Now, once that trust is broken, as like with Lonzo, with Adam Schefter, once that trust gets broken, then everything after that, I question. Everything after that, I have a problem listening to what you have to say. So, you know, I think with Shane at this spot, I don't have a reason to believe that he would make up a whopper about a coach on his staff turning down a Power Four coordinator position, or another coach turning down a head coaching position elsewhere in order to stay on his staff. On top of that, even if those offers were made, right? Like, becoming a coordinator at Wake Forest, say, versus being a position coach at South Carolina, especially if, let's say, you're working on the offensive side of the ball where you have got a Heisman Trophy candidate lining up at QB next year, where you are right now putting together as good of a recruiting class as you have had since, like, prime Spurrier years. Sometimes, even though there is an opportunity to step forward somewhere, sometimes staying where you are and continuing to invest in that experience is the right decision. And it kind of feels like that's the vibe right now. All right, let's get this in here. A texter has gone on a rant about one Rob Brown. Here's the first one. Quote, "Tit for tat. Cry me a river, Rob. The poor kids, boo-hoo, vomit-inducing virtue signaling, a trait common to most liberals, acquired innately, oddly enough." All right. I would like to point out that as somebody who has been pro-transfer portal, as somebody who has been pro-NIL, there is also something that I have been saying the entire time, Texter, which is with adult opportunity comes adult consequences. With adult opportunity comes the reality that not everything goes the way that you want it to go. And sometimes you make a decision that might feel like the right decision, and it turns out to be a bad decision. And you have to live with the consequences of that. The consequence of freedom and individual liberty is not guaranteed happiness. Remember, the United States Constitution does not guarantee you the right to happiness. What does it guarantee you? The pursuit of happiness. It doesn't guarantee happiness. It guarantees that you are allowed to pursue happiness. Why? So that you can make happiness whatever you want it to be. These athletes have the opportunity to transfer. Do you know what else they have the opportunity to have happen? That they go into the transfer portal and ain't nobody want them. That they go into the portal and folks say, we don't have a spot for you. Sorry. We don't have a roster spot for you, unfortunately. Unfortunately, we're filled up right now. And because, unfortunately, we're filled up right now, you're going to have to stay where you're going to have to stay. And that's just going to be what it is. That is a realistic outcome for a large swath of players who hit the portal. They hit the portal. They go, I'm going to find myself a new spot. And then they don't because there ain't a new spot. And they have to live with that. That becomes their unfortunate reality. So because of that, yes, I defend the player's ability to move on. The point that I was making the whole time was never that I am like super duper mad at the coaches for doing what they're doing. The point that I was making was very simply that I think it is hypocritical at the very least. Hypocritical at the very least. To say, oh, you know, these players, they don't show loyalty and they don't show this and they don't show that because they have the desire to move when you haven't busted up coaches. The same texter then says, Rob, where did that narrative originate with Peyton? Parcells, 100% wrong, loud wrong about Belichick. Brady is the GOAT, but they are not mutually exclusive. You, like many others, are victim to years of binary thought process, a.k.a. the dumb gene. Incurable, by the way. No, texter. Are they mutually exclusive? No. In fact, I would argue Hoodie and Sean Payton are both good coaches. But the argument was not that Sean Payton and Hoodie suck. That would be binary thought. You're either good or you're bad. There's no middle ground. The argument for me is, was and always has been, they're good coaches, both who got partnered up with all-time quarterbacks.
I had to look up binary thought because I had never heard that before.
Yeah, either it's one
it's
or the other.
It's probably what you think about me sometimes looking at the definition.
It's what I think about everybody at times, including myself. I think all of us. This is, what's the, if I ask you to write down a list of words that you think Rob Brown says on this show, I would imagine that you're going to put the word nuance at the top of that page, or at least close to it.
What, a list of words?
Yeah.
You mean words that you say way too much?
Yeah. Nuance is going to be way at the top of that list.
No, it's going to be way below big dog, because that's probably...
Probably
that's
so.
Probably like at the top.
Probably so.
Yeah.
But nuance
that's
is
two
going
words,
to be...
Though, but still.
Nuance is definitely going to be in the top five words that I say on the show. What you are talking about here, Texter, is nuance. The nuance in the conversation is that you are correct. I don't think Breeze or Brady would have had the career that they had without Belichick or Sean Payton. But I also think that the legacies of Payton and Belichick are both because of the quarterbacks. I think without those guys, they're both Mike Tomlin. Pretty good coach. Pretty good coach. A guy that I'm falling over backwards to go grab. Not really. But a pretty good coach, right? And that's what I'm leaning on. Pretty good coach. who both got partnered up with an all-timer.
See, that would be like radio. Rob, pretty good host. He gets paired up with me, and then suddenly he wins awards. I mean,
yeah.
You know, there you go.
Pretty good host that I got paired with the Tom Brady of producers. Executive producers.
Who also talks and has his picture on the building. So, I mean, you know.
My head's bigger. Texture said...
Not today, because you're wearing that beanie and it's covering it.
Texture said, have there been kids that went to the transfer portal, couldn't find a new team, and their old team said, we don't want you back, and then didn't get to play that year? Yes. Yes. There were over 1,500 players in the portal last year. A large number of them did not find a new school. Did not know that there would be no landing spot. Now... there are other aspects of this. Robbie Ashford, the backup quarterback for South Carolina, he's in the portal. Not only is he in the portal, but he is in the portal and currently on his way to Las Vegas, Nevada, where he'll be working out for the UNLV Rebels. But Shane Beamer said, tell you what, dog, why don't you stay on the team? Shane Beamer said, you can stay on the team, you can practice, and Robbie Ashford is going to be playing in the bowl game for the Gamecocks. Going to be actively playing in the bowl game.
Is he going to be playing, though?
That's what Shane said.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
All right.
Said he can stay on the team, he can run through practices, and he can stay, he can play in the bowl game. Well, I'll tell you, I think that's pretty dope, to be honest with you. I think it's dope of Shane Beamer. I think it's dope for Robbie Ashford. But if Robbie left and UNLV then said, sorry, bro, we ain't got the room for you, and he didn't have anywhere else to go, yeah, absolutely he could end up in a spot where he doesn't have a team to play for next year. That's a realistic possibility.
If you want to keep Lenora Sellers safe, you just play Ashford the entire game, and then you got
Sellers for the record, I ain't even dressing Lenora Sellers. I don't even want you warming up, brother. I don't even want you warming up in this one. All right, let's run to a break. We'll come back here in just a minute from now. If you would like to insult me on the text line, 71307 is the number, 71307. Start your text with FAM. When we come back, let's look at the other two games we haven't gotten to yet. We'll talk some NFL. Seventy-one 307 is the text line. Start your text with FAN, F-A-N, FAN, F-A-N. I want your predictions on round number one of the college football playoffs. They kick off tonight when Indiana travels to Notre Dame at 8 p.m. Tomorrow at noon, live from Pennsylvania, the Nittany Lions hosting the ACC runners-up SMU Mustangs. Then at 4 o'clock, the ACC champions, Clemson, on the road at the SEC runners-up. That, of course, is the Texas Longhorns. And then we wrap it all up tomorrow with the third-place team in the Big Ten taking on the third-place team in the SEC. That would be the Tennessee Volunteers visiting the Buckeyes of OHIO. Good set of games. Good set of games. Of course, Arizona State, Oregon, Boise State, and Georgia all getting first-round byes, all waiting to find out which of these four winners they will be taking on in round number two. Of course, round number two are back to bowls. All of these games tonight and tomorrow, all of these games taking place on the home campuses of the schools with the higher seed. The games in round number two will all be bowl games. Clemson will move on to take Arizona State should they defeat Texas. If not, it'll be the Longhorns moving on to take on the Big 12 champs, the Arizona State Sun Devils, in the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl, New Year's Day at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. The Rose Bowl will host number one Oregon, taking on the winner of Tennessee and Ohio State. That game at 5 p.m. on New Year's Day. The Peach Bowl, Arizona State versus the winner of Clemson, Texas, will be at 1 o'clock on New Year's Day. New Year's Eve, we'll see the winner of the Penn State-SMU game taking on Boise State in the Verbo Fiesta Bowl. And the All-State Sugar Bowl, we'll see Georgia take on Indiana or Notre Dame in the Sugar Bowl. Those two games, Boise State, New Year's Eve at 7:30 versus the winner of SMU-Penn State. Georgia faces the winner of Indiana-Notre Dame in the All-State Sugar Bowl at 8:45 p.m. on New Year's Day.
I'm so happy that Ohio State, if they should win, will not play on New Year's Eve. Didn't go so well for them last time. The worst kick in the history of mankind happened.
Georgia
ended up winning the national championship.
They did. And I am also going to say the most incredible kick of all time, not because of the kick itself, but because of the fact that I was standing on a road in downtown Charleston watching the flip-flop drop, and that ball missed on the stroke of bleeping midnight.
Yes, it did.
It was incredible. There were, well, and you
not
could
really,
tell.
Not really, but.
It wasn't incredible for Buckeye fans. Yeah, yeah. It was incredible for all of us because I looked around in that moment. It got to be midnight. Got to be 11:59 and 30 seconds. The Buckeyes are lining up for that kick. Gets to be 11:59 and 45 seconds. The referees have spotted the ball and are standing over it. 11:59 and 50 seconds. The refs are backing off the ball. 11:59 and 55 seconds. The fans around downtown Folly Beach, South Carolina, are counting down. 5, 4, 3. And as you look around, what you saw was a lot of faces lit up by phone screens that were not looking at their significant others, getting ready to plant a fat smooch right on the lips at midnight. No, no, my friend. It was just a bunch of dudes staring at a kick sailing through the air. I didn't. I'm a good husband. I turned, mwah, planted a big old fat one right there on the girlfriend at the time. And then I looked around and went to the guy next to me. Did he make it? And he went, he missed it. He missed it at exactly midnight. Sucked for Lonzo. However, the most amazing missed kick I've ever seen in my life. Timed it perfectly with the stroke of midnight. That's unbelievable. It wasn't midnight down there. It was 10:59 there. But it was 11:59 and 59 seconds when that thing missed for us here on the East Coast. And it was absolutely spectacular. Michael in Simpsonville texted the show 71307. He said, Lonzo, being from Ohio as well, thank you for reminding me of one of my worst nightmares.
Yeah, but again, Ohio State doesn't have to play on New Year's Eve. If they beat Tennessee, they get to play on New Year's Day, so we don't have to worry about that. But much as Rob brings up some things, I will never forget that. Just because, as you said, the fact that it happened right at that exact moment.
And it was pretty spectacular. Legit, it was pretty spectacular. All right. We have got a matchup going down tonight in Indiana. We talked a little bit about this one earlier in the show, all the way back in hour number one. Let's bring it up here because it is the first game in our new 12-team college football playoff. The Indiana Hoosiers heading, I think, north to South Bend, Indiana. I don't know where they are.
I don't know. It's just say across state. I mean, because that works, right?
Michael in Simpsonville said, by the way, and boys, I have a 3-3 condo with a pool on Folly Beach. Hit me up. Michael in Simpsonville, done. I love Folly Beach. Folly Beach, however, was where I...
I've never been there before.
Folly Beach is incredible. I love Folly Beach. Folly Beach also, however, is the spot where I passed out and broke my two front teeth.
The area where the well-to-do go.
Folly Beach? No, Folly Beach is welcome to everybody.
Is it? Okay.
Yeah. Folly Beach is great.
All right.
12-team college football playoff kicks off tonight with Indiana versus Notre Dame. This game is a game that I am going to lean on a football cliche, and you guys know how I feel about cliches. That is, I don't particularly love them, but I'm going to fall down on a football cliche here, and that football cliche is going to be this. Control the line of scrimmage, win the game. control the line of scrimmage and win the ball game. This one really is that simple to me. This is a game, I think, that is going to come down to the question, is Indiana's run defense successful because they played in a Big Ten that didn't have a lot of good talent on it? Or was Indiana's run defense successful because Indiana's run defense was genuinely good? I think we are going to get an answer to that question this evening because the Notre Dame Fighting Irish want to run the football, and they want to run the football a lot. They want to run the football constantly and everywhere. And if they are able to do it, then I think you end up in a spot where Indiana finds themselves in trouble. If they cannot, then I think you are going to find yourself in a spot where Indiana is able to win the football game. If that run defense is able to do what they have been able to do the rest of the schedule, then they force the ball into the hands and onto the arm of Riley Leonard. Riley Leonard is a good quarterback. I look at him the way that I look at Quinn Ewers. By the way, he's also he is one handsome son of a gun. He's a handsome fella. All right, just objectively speaking, he's a handsome guy. The wife has made it very clear she is rooting for Riley Leonard in these playoffs. And I'm like, yeah, I get it. He's a handsome fella. But he's an okay, not great quarterback. An okay, not great quarterback. If they can, if Indiana can control the line of scrimmage and prevent Love from getting open on runs and shaping the field the way they want to with the run game, the Irish, if they can make Riley Leonard have to play hero ball, Indiana can win this game. But that's a big ask because this is a very good Notre Dame offensive line that has produced a bunch of NFL linemen the last few years. And Indiana has not, I don't think, faced this level of intensity outside of the Ohio State game. And that didn't go great. There's only other one question, which is the other side of the ball. Kevin Rourke, is he legitimate or has he been feasting on bad defenses? I'm leaning Notre Dame, but I think this one actually could be interesting. Take a break. Back after this on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate. All right, I wanted to get to this before we get up out of here for the day, so let's do it right, Sean, as we head towards the end of the show. Every year at this time, we see college football players opt out of participating in the bowl games. And you have a group of self-righteous fans who call them quitters and losers. You have a group of broadcasters who go on and talk about how they're not teaching the kids good lessons and yada, yada, yada. And I have said for years, I don't care. Don't care. Because the games, outside of a practice, 17 practices, and a paycheck for the school, which they're getting either way, don't matter for any of the kids that aren't going to be producers. Now, that is to say, if a kid decides that he wants to take the risk and play, I'm not going to fault him for that either, for saying, I love the game of football, so I'm going out there to play football. But I'm also not going to beat up on kids who go, yo, I got an NFL career coming up. And a lot of people say, you're just as likely, Rob, to get busted up in a car accident. So, play. But see, that's the thing, is it's not just, even though it not getting injured is a big part of it, it is about a lot more than that as kids get ready for the draft, particularly those that are going into the draft. Jake Butt used to play tight end for the Michigan Wolverines. He is trying his hand in the broadcasting world.
He's not that bad.
He's not bad. I've had him on BetQL a couple of times. Yeah, I've had him on Bet for the Cycle a couple of times. He's not bad. I do need to work with my man on his fashion sense a little bit, all right? Because he's trying, but you can tell it's not his forte. Like, you can tell he's a jean and t-shirt guy, but he gets on. The video I'm about to play, I watched the video of it, of the audio I'm about to play. And my man's wearing French cuffs, but he doesn't have cufflinks on. If you're going to wear French cuffs, you wear cufflinks. You don't fold up a French cuff. You either put on cufflinks or you don't.
Here I'm thinking he's wearing, you know, mismatched jacket and pants.
No, he's done that too.
And you're just talking about the cufflinks.
Hey, man. Details are everything.
Okay.
Get the details right. There was also one. He actually came on our show at one time, and he was wearing a suit and a suit shirt. Fine. Wear a suit and a dress shirt. I'm good with that, even for a Saturday show. But he very clearly, I mean, he's still obviously in great shape. But you could tell that the dress shirt was about three sizes too small, because when he sat back in the chairs, though, the mid-two buttons opened up, and I was just looking at Jake Butt's happy trail while I'm trying to do an interview with him. And you don't want to be like, hey, bud, you put the happy trail away.
I've never heard that called that before, and I knew exactly what you meant when you said it. Yeah. But I just, I mean, did you make that up?
No, that's the common name.
Is it?
The happy trail is the hair that goes from the chest down to the happy place.
I am so sheltered, I suppose.
Yeah. I suppose to. Anyway, Jake Butt did play in his final bowl game before he headed to the NFL draft, and he talked a little bit about that on his social media feed. Yeah. I mean, listen, I absolutely do not, cannot, will not fault guys for not playing in the bowl game, because it is a heck of a lot more than just a matter of I want to get ready for the draft, which absolutely is the case, but it's not just, you know, I need to be getting ready for the draft as far as staying healthy and not shattering my ACL or MCL. There's another chunk of that. And the other chunk of that is the fact that they want to be able to train for the combine. I think the combine, to some degree, honestly, I think the combine's a little bit overblown. I think the combine is a little overblown. You know, what guys are able to do when they're wearing shorts and working out with helmets on and nothing else, I don't know how much that genuinely translates to your abilities as a football player. And I do think that the combine, like I said, is just a bit overblown. But at the same time, not blowing your ACL out and be able to go to the combine, which NFL teams still very much value, there's some weight to that. There's some weight to that. So there's a guy who probably lost, I don't want to say tens of millions, but at least a handful of millions, going from a guy who would have been drafted guaranteed in the first round to being drafted in the fifth round, because during the offseason, instead of being able to work out, instead of being able to not just learn the playbook, but go execute it, instead of being able to go build up that chemistry with his quarterback in the offseason, instead of being able to do all of those things, my guy was going through surgery and rehab. Hey, you can still read the playbook. You can still start committing the plays to memory. But it's one thing to read the plays and commit the plays to memory. It's another thing to get out there and actually run the cuts. It's another thing to get out there and to get the timing of your break and the quarterback's release of the football down to an art and a science. Jake Butt could not do that. And Jake Butt lost a Jake Butt load of money by not being able to do that. So, you know, again, like, I know I'm a bleeding heart, as that one guy said earlier in the show. Sure.
He also called you a puke.
No, he didn't. They called former Washington State University, whatever his name, Dicker.
No, I must have misheard.
Yeah. Nobody called me a puke. Well, nobody called me a puke in a way that I've heard it yet. I'm sure a lot of people have called me a puke. Jake Dickert is his name. We got Dicker the kicker and Dickert the coach. Lots of Dickerts running around on the show today. I'm probably getting fired at some point. Anyway, the point here is, when you are busting up on guys who go, I'd rather get ready for the draft, and you call them quitters and whatnot, I just need you to know. The millions of dollars in NFL money. And now, the millions of dollars in NIL money that's floating around, I promise you, will carry more weight in their lives than your opinion of them.
A quick question. Who are you picking for all four games?
Yeah, probably should get to that, huh? Probably should get to that. Let's start tonight, ladies and gentlemen. As we have said a number of times, we're throwing down at 8 p.m. the Indiana Hoosiers on the road, taking on the Notre Dame Fighting Irish. This one in South Bend. You know I love me. Absolutely adore some Kurt Cignetti, and I think this one's close. I'm going to take Indiana to cover. By the way, this line has dropped during the show from 7 down to 6.5. So the money coming in on the Hoosiers to cover. Give me a Hoosier cover. Give me a Notre Dame win.
Yeah, I'm going to go with a Notre Dame win, too. I don't know about the cover thing.
Let's go over to noon o'clock tomorrow when the SMU Mustangs are on the road at the Penn State Nittany Lions. The Lions, 8.5-point favorites. That line is staying still. Lonzo, the SMU Mustangs are getting slept on. This is my favorite upset pick of the weekend. I'm not sure it's my only one. We'll find out. Stay tuned for the next minute and a half. Give me the Stangs on the road.
All right, Penn State rolls at home.
We move on to 4 p.m. when Dabo and the Clemson Tigers visit Austin, Texas. Keep Austin weird, Longhorns. They're going to try to. I am sorry to say, Longhorn or Clemson fans, your road ends in Austin, Texas. The Horns. I'll take Clemson to cover the 12, but Texas wins the game.
Now hook them by a lot.
What, you, all day you've been saying.
No, I said if anyone could. Didn't say they would.
Oh, okay.
I said if anyone could, and said wouldn't be surprised. But that's my pick.
And we wrap it all up at 8 p.m. tomorrow. Columbus, Ohio, the Horseshoe, where the home horse chestnuts are favored by 7.5 over the Volunteers. Lonzo's going to spell out O-H-I-O. I am going to spell U-T. Give me the Volunteers on the road in an outright money line upset.
Wow. Didn't see that coming. Ohio State wins by 2.
By 2 points?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Hey, listen, if it's a 2-point game, I'm not going to feel bad about my pick. Just so we're clear. Just so we're clear.
All right, the first thing that's X-ing. I was going to say on the final one, but we got one more to go Monday. The first thing that's X-ing is Henry Cavill.
Henry Cavill is X-ing because he's not Superman anymore, but the Superman trailer dropped yesterday. I am going to say this cat playing Superman, I don't know his name. I should. Timothy Chalamet, I assume.
No, it's not.
Okay. This cat playing Superman makes an awesome Clark Kent. Don't really sell me like the face and vibe of Superman. I will say this. I'm actually, after seeing that promo trailer, I'm actually really excited because they're going like classic golden age Superman, and I'm all in for it.
A lot of people looking forward to it. I am too. And we'll see. Henry Cavill is X-ing because that's not my Superman. Henry Cavill is my Superman forever.
I mean,
that's
get why. It. Listen, yeah. I get it.
And
I understand it.
And until someone supplants him, Henry Cavill is my Superman.
Yeah, I get it. I'm not mad at that. Here's what I am going to say. Somebody said, Lonzo can attest, I have been a Superman basher for a long time because he's super OP. You know Superman's never losing. He's never losing.
He gets beat all the time.
He's never been beat. He's been killed one time, and they hated the book so much they retconned it. So, here's what I'll say.
You should go back and watch the Justice League again. Somebody made, like I'm doing right now. He gets his butt beat all the time on that show.
Somebody made a point that the story about Superman is not a story about Superman. The story about Superman is about us. Superman's always going to do the right thing. Superman is always going to stand up for truth, justice, and the American way. The question is, will we take the lead of Superman? Will we follow him in doing the right things, no matter how difficult it is to do it? And will we do so in time to save ourselves? The story is that Superman can't save us from ourselves. He can save us from the bad guys, but not us. Will we follow the lead to save ourselves? Somebody said that to me yesterday and having a conversation about this promo.
By the way, that
I
got
to tell you, I got to tell
Man
you.
Of Steel. His dad said that to him.
I am completely and entirely over the past 24 hours reevaluating my lifelong stance on Superman to the point that I am going to Borderlands this weekend to buy some not the real expensive ones, but to buy some Superman comics and reapproach them with that mindset. And I'm kind of excited about it. It's the first time in a long time I'm like, oh, I'm kind of excited about reading a comic book.
Yeah, that dude that was in Gladiator who was
Russell Crowe?
Yeah, he says be a light to them. And he talks about exactly what you were just saying. All right, the next thing that's exiting is Sammy Sosa.
Sammy Sosa is trending. I should have brought this up earlier in the show. That is my bad. Sammy Sosa is trending because Sammy Sosa, after he was done being a Chicago Cub, was not the best dude to the Chicago Cubs. Well, he penned a very exhaustive apology letter to the Chicago Cubs, and they have accepted the apology. So coming up this baseball season, we will see the reunion of Sammy Sosa with the Chicago Cubs, the team that he became Sammy Sosa with.
Sammy Sosa.
I'm pretty excited about that.
Sammy Sosa. All right. And finally, snow is Xing.
Snow is Xing because it is currently snowing in South Bend, Indiana. Lots of other places, I assume, as well. But the only place I care about today is South Bend, Indiana, when Kurt Cignetti and his who? Hoosiers! Take on the Irish in game one of the 12-team college football playoff, 8 p.m. Be back on Monday because we'll talk about it.
All right. Tune in tomorrow night, 98.9 WRD, Upstate Pulse annual Christmas karaoke special. Rob's going to do something that you guys haven't seen him do before.
Play
so
cowbell.
Tune in to that. Other than that, why ruin it?
Okay. Y'all have a great weekend. Don't drink and drive. I'll punch you right in your stupid mouth. If you do, have a spectacular college football weekend. We'll break it all down when we return on Monday and do it all over again, but better on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate. Later!